The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 1060 KGFX. You can also listen or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's David Burrell.
Thank you, Chuck, and hi, everyone. It's a meeting of girls basketball teams tonight, one in a tough region in Class B, but having a good season. The other, after a good outing, took a step back last Saturday. Those are the Stanley County Buffaloes. The team they meet, the Kadoka Area Cougars, in this next-to-last game of the regular season. For the Buffaloes, we are at Parkview Auditorium in Fort Pierre. And high school basketball on 1060, 103.1 KGFX is brought to you by Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Ferding Electric, First National Bank of Philip, Headley Veterinary Clinic, Philip Health Services, Discount Fuel, and Venture Communications. And these in-game sponsors upbring you high school basketball on KGFX, Becky Potts of State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Linz Dakota Martin Fort Pierre, Actegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, they'll bring you our player of the game in our post game. They also help bring you video coverage. You can watch it at the KGFX page, at the DRG News app, and at drgnews.com. And keep on top of who's on top in tonight's game with the Wegner Auto scoreboard. Wegner Auto in Pierce, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer. Our studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson, and Brian Manning is handling the video. Thank you for joining us. Stanley County is at 3-15 after a 63-36 loss to Wall on Saturday after they had played well earlier last week in a loss to Miller, but a tough day against, admittedly, a very, very good Wall team on Saturday, but a whole lot of offensive rebounds by the Eagles in that game. And again tonight, the Buffs are going to go against a big front line of 2 6-footers. Seniors Becca Shaku has 38 block shots, and Lainey Blair, and also it's a pretty tall team all around. Isabella Williams and Breezy Amy are 2 freshmen, but they're 5'10", another good scorer. Jordan Grimes is 5'8". It's not the deepest team you'll ever see in Kadoka, but they know how to play. Jordan Sosa coming off an 11-point game last Saturday, and Caden's Hand 10, just too big a hole for the Buffs, and they'll look to play better. This is, we say, this is their next to last game of the regular season, with Mulbridge Pollock coming in here to close out the regular season on Thursday, and the next Tuesday, the first round of regional play in 6A. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip, every time. It's the Becky Potts of State Farm pregame, brought to you by Becky Potts of State Farm Insurance and Pierre and Gregory. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We'll get right to our keys to success in 2 minutes, and we'll begin with Lonnie Roquer, the head coach of the Kadoka Area Cougars. Back with Lonnie in 2 minutes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm. There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Discount Fuel and Kadoka Oil are proud sponsors of high school sports. Discount Fuel is open 24 hours a day, and they've got everything you need on the go, from hot stuff pizza, roasted chicken, potatoes, fruit, beverages, and their famous gizzards. Don't forget to fuel up and use the convenient car wash. Need delivery of bulk fuel or propane? Call Kadoka Oil. Discount Fuel and Kadoka Oil, locally owned and operated by Mark and Tammy Carlson. They appreciate your continued business. Just off the interstate in Kadoka.
Back at Parkview Auditorium, let's begin our keys to success before Stanley County meets Kadoka area tonight. And the head coach of the Cougars, Lonnie Rocca, congratulations. Your team has had a very, very good season. I know you're pleased with what they're doing.
Yes, sir. Very pleased. Thank you, sir.
Now, you've got an inside and outside game, and people may look at your roster and say, oh, you're not dressing very many. Well, in your case, that's not seeming to matter. You're getting production from just about everybody you have.
Yeah, yep, we're getting good minutes from all our girls and getting some good sixth and seventh man off the bench. And, yeah, they're all playing hard and they get a lot of minutes, but we're in shape and doing good.
The fact that you have such a good shot blocker in Rebecca, what sort of a good difference is that making for your team?
She's just a great leader and a great scorer and can get to the rim at will, and that's just huge. She can play anywhere on the floor for us.
And you've got a team you're in a tough district, of course, a region, I should say, with a good wall team. And so you've been plenty tested so far, and that can do nothing but help because you're playing a playoff game in a week.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got a tough region, a tough top four, and not to overlook anybody below us either. Yeah. But, yeah, we got a Wall or a White River to get through probably, and we're going to play good ball to do it.
All right, so you got Stanley County tonight, and you've seen what they have been able to do. There have been times they've shown improvement this year. What's your keys to success against them?
Just keeping our turnovers down and rebounding the ball well, and we should be fine. They're definitely playing better ball, and been watching some film, and they're a team we can't go to sleep on, and they definitely deserve some respect regardless of their record.
It's nice to meet you. Thank you for this, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up, it's Stanley County head coach Keely Braceland of the Becky Pospa State Farm pregame on our keys to success. We'll visit with Keely in 2 minutes here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino and Pier features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pier.
Headley Vet Clinic of Kadoka and Phillip have been serving the needs of area ranchers and pet owners for 30 years and are proud to be part of these business communities. Doctors Bill and Norma Headley provide vet supplies and all types of veterinary services for pets, cattle, and horses. With surgical centers in both Phillip and Kadoka, Headley Vet Clinic is there when you need them. Wishing best of luck to all area athletes in their competition. Success is no accident. Hard work pays off.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Back in Fort Pierce, Parkview Auditorium, our keys to success now with Stanley County head coach Keely Braceland. Well, it was just one of those games that you had talked about. Your team played so well against Miller, and it was just a little rough. We have played a good team, to be sure, in Wall last Saturday.
Yeah, Wall's definitely tough. You know, they've been back and forth with White River in their region all year, and been in the top five for their seed points in Class B, and so we knew what was coming at us, but I also know we've hung with some teams that are just as competitive and tough as they are, and we did not execute the things that we needed to execute to be successful that day.
One of the things that I'm sure you wanted to be better was the rebounding, all the second chance opportunities they had.
Yeah, we've spent a little bit of time rebounding since Saturday, and really it's been a focus in our practice, so that one was a tough one to swallow, honestly. It was frustrating to watch girls not boxing out when we have actually been out-rebounding teams and, you know, making that more of a focus, and then to just all of a sudden not do it, that was frustrating. So I'm hoping tonight they put that as their one of their main goals for this game, because we're going to have to do the same against Kadoka.
They certainly will, because they have a post player in Becca Shuck who can block some shots and is a good scorer, too. Our keys to success with Stanley Handy County head coach Keeley Braceland. We'll take a one-minute break right here, and then our starting lineups and the law on the court. It's Stanley County and Kadoka Area and Girls Basketball at Parkview Auditorium. We'll return in 60 seconds on KGFX.
Building communities, building futures. That's what the extracurricular activities do through the youth of today. And First National Bank in Phillip is proud to be a part of this community. When we invest our money locally, our hometown and our community grows. When we put our money in our local bank, it helps build our community. Remember First National Bank in Phillip when it comes to IRAs or other investments too. Bank with your neighbors and friends. First National Bank in Phillip, member FDIC. Proud sponsor of high school athletics and youth activities.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Montana Dakota Utilities and the Community to serve brings you tonight's starting lineups. First for the Kadoka area Cougars, 5'10 freshman Isabella Williams, and she's the second leading scorer on this team. 11.2 points, 7.7 rebounds, 4.4 steals a game. Another freshman, Breezy Amiot, 5'10, 8.6 points a game. She's made the most threes on this team with 21. Junior Jordan Grimes, 5'8, 2.5 points a game. We've mentioned Rebecca Shuck. Becca Shuck, the 6-foot senior, 12.9 points, 6 rebounds. She's hit 13 threes also. And, 3.9 assists per game, 2.5 steals, and 38 blocks. And Lainey Blair, a 6-foot senior, 8.7 points for Lainey, 6.3 rebounds. And she's blocked 13 shots as they play for head coach Lonnie Roger in his third season, 28-31. His assistant, Marty Sundbeck. The MDU Stanley County starting lineup when we return to Parkview in 30 seconds on KGFX.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Stanley County starting lineup, same as it has been most of this season. Senior Taylor Stroop runs the point, the 5'3 senior on the wing, the sophomore 5'7 Maddie Duffy. Senior at 5'8 Carly O'Connor on the wing, the 5'10 senior Jordan Sosa in the post, along with the 5'11 sophomore Cadence Hand, for head coach Keeley Braceland and assistant Sarah Campa. Those are the MDU starting lineups. The Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection. We'll introduce the officials in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
It's your lucky day. You've just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
I can't miss old Louis Young. He leads this officiating crew tonight, along with Dan Lusk, Dement Osborne. The Law on the Court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. That's our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame. We're ready for this, for what is Stanley County, the next to last regular season game for 21-22. They take on the Kadoka area Cougars tonight here at Parkview Auditorium. And we'll have tonight's action when we return. In 2 minutes, this is high school basketball. Back in 2 minutes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre is your one stop for fencing materials and supplies. Sioux Nation handles Red Brand steel posts and barbed wire. They carry staples, wood posts, both blunt and pointed, railroad ties, continuous fence, and guardrail. Sioux Nation sells quality Gallagher electric fence products, electric fence wire, heavy-duty tread-in posts, and insulators. Remember your high-quality Sioux steel gates. Mending your fences is almost enjoyable with help from the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
Discount Fuel and Kadoka Oil are proud sponsors of high school sports. Discount Fuel is open 24 hours a day, and they've got everything you need on the go, from hot stuffed pizzas, roasted chicken, potatoes, fruit, beverages, and their famous gizzards. Don't forget to fuel up and use the convenient car wash. Need delivery of bulk fuel or propane? Call Kadoka Oil. Discount Fuel and Kadoka Oil, locally owned and operated by Mark and Tammy Carlson. They appreciate your continued business just off the interstate in Kadoka.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Stanley County wearing their home white uniforms tonight. Purple numerals and letters in gold trim with the purple and gold piping. Kadoka with the purple being their main school color. They're purple and white for main purple uniforms with white numerals and letters and big white piping on the sides. Stanley County, Kadoka area in girls basketball. We're just ahead of the Linz Dakota Martin Fort Pierre opening tip. Let's hear from them, then we'll get tonight's action going from Parkview in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Welcome to Linz Dakota Martin Fort Pierre. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Linz Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Linz Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Thrifty, local, convenient.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276GT, 103.1 FM Fort Pier. You booze, you cruise, you lose. Well, after tonight, only one more regular season game and one more home game for these Buffaloes. It's against Mobridge Pollock here on Thursday evening. Starting at around 7:45 or so for the varsity, they'll play JV first. And if you can't be here on Thursday night, remember that you'll be able to follow that game on the Star 99 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Star 99 is in Mobridge. They're the home of Mobridge Pollock Tiger basketball. So Andy will be here on Thursday night, and he'll have that action. And by the way, the Buffalo boys are in Mobridge tonight looking for a second straight win, up by as much as 13 in the first half. They just started the third quarter. And the Buffs lead by 8, 27-19. We'll keep you updated on that. But we're ready to go here. And for Kadoka area, Isabella Williams, Breezy Amiot, Jordan Grimes, Rebecca Shook, and Leanie Blair. Taylor Stroop, Maddie Duffy, Carly O'Connor, Jordan Sosa, and Cadence Hand for Stanley County. And wide as you watch it, we'll shoot at the basket to your right in the first half. It is Shook to win the tip. And it is back to her as she drives on the baseline. We hope you enjoy the action. Left wing three is missing as the rebound is followed and good. Shook is there. Gracie Eisenbrunn actually drew a start tonight instead of Jordan Grimes. A left wing three is coming for Duffy, and that one misses. And Shook brought the rebound down. 2-0 Kadoka, 7:20 in the first quarter here at Parkview Auditorium. 12-5 Kadoka area, as we'll go over when we have a moment. They're in a very difficult region in 7B. Lonnie Roker, you heard, referred to it. Wall and White River, both in that region. Shot is thrown over the rim by Shuck from 14 feet on the left side, and it's out of bounds. It'll go to Stanley County. Duffy to Taylor Stroop. Pass knocked down. Jordan Grimes is able to take it away. Turnovers hurt this team, and offensive rebounding given up hurt this Stanley County team on Saturday. Bounce on the baseline from Eisenbraun to Shuck. Turns around, left it short. Tip and came to Lainey Blair. She follows and scores. 4-0 Kenoka area. There's an offensive rebound right there. The first of the game for the Cougars with a K. Bounced a hand, dropped the ball. He's got to do something. Hands it to Duffy, right elbow of the lane. Drives high off the glass. That misses. Rush shot a little bit. Isabella Williams rebounds. Long down floor to Grimes. Layup missed. And the rebound is brought in by Cadence Hand. Well, nearly an easy bucket there for Kadoka area. Stanley County hasn't had a shot yet until now with a missed three by Carly O'Connor. And Lainey Blair rebounds. Down the floor, it's a layup. On the other end, it's Eisenbraun. And Kadoka area has the first six of this game. 5:45, first quarter. Bounce to Sosa, left wing. It is a three coming by Duffy. This one's off the rim. Lainey Blair has the rebound for Kadoka area. Right wing jumper by Eisenbraun. This one's missing. And rebounds for Stanley County. It is Duffy handing it to O'Connor outside the arc. Bounce on the right baseline to Hand. Cut off well there by Becca Shuck. Now Sosa turns around. Hand just inside the arc on the right baseline. Lob back to O'Connor. Now in the left wing, here comes a three that's good for Duffy. Maddie Duffy, and that's something SC has been wanting to see more of lately. Cuts the Kadoka lead in half, 6-3. 3 minutes gone in the first quarter here at Parkview. Williams had it knocked out of bounds by Taylor Stroop. It'll stay with Kadoka. Lonnie Roger, in his third season coaching this team, this is the most wins this program has had since before he took over. Bounce to Williams, top of the right wing. Back to Becca Shuck, wearing a little bit of a wrap, not a brace, on her right knee. Eisenbraun nearly dropped the ball. In fact, it is tied up by Maddie Duffy, and that gives it to Stanley County on the arrow. A good play by Maddie. Gives the Buffs the basketball back, and they're down just to three with 4:43 in the first quarter, 6-3 Kadoka. Stroop into the front court. Bounces it to O'Connor, top of the right wing. Taylor again, the point guard, the senior, to O'Connor on the right side. Looking to drive on Williams. Instead, back out to Stroop on the left wing. Duffy, a bounce in the lane. Sosa from eight, too long. Hand offensive board and scores. There's an offensive board for Stanley County and a bucket by Cadence Hand. Coming off 10 the other day. 6-5 Kadoka, last five to Stanley County, but a drive in the lane and Williams counted with a foul and a good pass by Chuck. Williams has the bucket. Jordan Sosa has the first foul of this game. 8-5 Kadoka area. Williams at the line. This team, for such a good record, struggles. 48%, and this one missed everything. Saved, but into Jordan Sosa of Stanley County. She has the rebound. Duffy with an 8-5 Kadoka lead in Stanley County ball about midway through the first. Stroop skipping on the right wing to Duffy. Right baseline Hand. Bounce in the lane. Nearly knocked away. Sosa will hands there to take it. Two Buffs around that ball. Stroop into Sosa in the lane again. Backs off. Shoots from seven. Misses. Had the rebound stripped away from her. Good play by Isabella Williams to take it in for Kadoka. Eisenbraun standing on the arc right wing. The bespectacled Gracie. She's a junior. Ball above her head. Bounce to Shuck. Turn around on the baseline. Down to 18 to shoot. Becca lost it and then got fouled. Down to 15 on the shot clock when a reach-in was called. Cadence Hand has this foul. That's her first and SC second to give Kadoka a new shot clock. 3:26 in the first quarter. The visitors from Kadoka lead 8-5. It's a bounce into Lainey Blair, but the ball's lost. And it's picked up by Maddie Duffy. Up top, right wing, it's O'Connor on the angle on the right side. Left wing to Stroop, into the lane, and a three again for Sosa. Finds Hand, 17-footer, left baseline, scores. Hand has two buckets. And a warning called on Stanley County for batting that ball after it went through the hoop. 8-7, Kadoka area, 3:09 first quarter. Boys action is late in the third in Mobridge, and Stanley County's lead now just 5 over Mobridge Pollock, 27-22. A very important game for the Buffs. Remember, follow on Star 99. Good steal here. Taylee Stroop takes the ball away from Williams. Stanley County will try for the lead. Down 8-7, 2:50 first quarter. Stroop between the rings. Right baseline, O'Connor from 9 off the rim and rebounded by Chuck. Picked it up off the floor. Kadoka wants to run again. And on a drive on the left alley, Chuck is fouled. If this is Hand, that's two, yep. Hayden's Hand, who has gotten foul trouble on Saturday against Wall. Now she's going to have to come out. And the 5'8 junior Corey Gabriel comes in for Stanley County. So again, they lose a little of that post presence with Cadence Hand on the bench with a couple of fouls. Kadoka inbounds at 2:35 in the first. At the bucket to your left, watch it at the KGFX page. Brought to you by Bauman Lumber. 8-7, Kadoka in front. Jordan Grimes held and now hits the floor. It's a foul on Stanley County as the pass was made. This one is on Carly O'Connor. That is her first. The fourth Stanley County team foul. As a three comes on the right side, and it's good, and this is Lainey Blair to make it an 11-7 lead. Now a steal and a layup for Isabella Williams, and it is a 13-7 lead. Kadoka area starting well. Five in a row in a big hurry. A three and then the steal and the layup. The second turnover on Stanley County. Right wing three rattles out by O'Connor, but the follow is good by Sosa. Jordan's first two, 13-9 for Kadoka area. 1:42 in the first quarter. Baseline, they bring it into Blair from Chuck, and she puts it in. Blair, who just hit a three, now has a two, and it's 15-9 Kadoka area. 1:30 in the first quarter. Bounce on the left wing to Duffy. Maddie with a three. It's off the back rim. Tipped to Blair. But taken away by Sosa. And then Jordan is fouled. This will be the second foul on Kadoka area. It is on Blair and a little bit of frustration with the hack. Laney's first. 1:22 in the first quarter. 15-9. Kadoka area in the lead. They've led all the way. Stanley County did get to within one. Good drop step and a lay-in and a nice move by Maddie Duffy, who now has five. And head coach Lonnie Roger wants a 30-second Actegra timeout for Kadoka area. 1:22 in the first quarter will also take 30 seconds. It's Kadoka area 15, Stanley County 11. We're back in 30 here on KGFX.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Owyhee Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people,
it's an Actegra timeout. Acres ahead to maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Stanley County and boys basketball leading in Mobridge, 29-26 over Mobridge Pollock late in the third quarter. That game is on the Star 99 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Buffs trying for win number 13. Here the girls trail 15-11 to Kadoka for a right wing three. It is Shuck loose on the floor after the miss. And the rebound is brought in by Maddie Duffy, who drives to the baseline, falls over Shuck, who had fouled her first. That's the first on Rebecca. Maddie's going to have free throws here. Duffy will. With 1 minute left in the first quarter. Duffy already with five. When she has the first one is good. She has proven that when she hits shots early, she is capable of having a very good game. And she has half of the Buffalo's 12. 15-12, Kadoka. One more for Maddie. That's good, too. Seven for Duffy in the first quarter. 15-13, Kadoka. 1 minute left in the first stands at Parkview. Williams down the middle to the lane. Handed to Shuck. Drives left lane line. Scoops. Misses. Rebound tip came to Blair. Follows and hits. From 4 feet in the lane, Blair is up to nine, and it's 17-13, Kadoka area. On the other end, Gabriel left a layup short, and it's rebounded by Blair. 34 seconds in the first. Shuck, line on the left side in the lane. That law is off the rim. Nobody could hang on to the rebound because of a push and a foul. It is on Jordan Sosa. That is two on the senior. And that's team foul number five on Stanley County. Into Blair and left wing. 27.9. The clock, there it goes. Clock didn't start for about a second after the ball was inbounded. Up top to Eisenbron. Wants a three off the back rim. Corey Gabriel, the long rebound for SC. 17.5 in the first as it's driving to Sosa on the right baseline, and Sosa puts it in her second bucket. 17-15, good okay. 7 seconds, Cougar basketball. Williams drops it to Eisenbron, right wing inside the arc. Bounce, the pass, too low for Grimes, and it's picked up by Stanley County. They can't get a shot away, but not a bad first quarter at all for Stanley County. They've never trailed, but they're only down two at the end of one on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Kadoka 17. Stanley County 15. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. We'll come back in 1 minute with the second quarter from Parkview Auditorium. Back in a minute here on KGFX.
Building communities, building futures. That's what the extracurricular activities do through the youth of today. And First National Bank in Phillip is proud to be a part of this community. When we invest our money locally, our hometown and our community grows. When we put our money in our local bank, it helps build our community. Remember First National Bank in Phillip when it comes to IRAs or other investments too. Bank with your neighbors and friends. First National Bank in Phillip, member FDIC. Proud sponsor of high school athletics and youth activities.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Stanley County was down six, but a little bit of a run towards the end of the first quarter, 6-2. Some call it a mini run. Anyway, it's a 2-point game. Kadoka leads 17-15 as the second quarter begins here at Parkview Auditorium. Stanley County with the arrow on the ball in their five. Crowley O'Connor, Taylor Stroop, Cadence Hand back in there with two fouls. Jordan Sosa and Maddie Duffy, 6-12 shooting in the first quarter for SC. Started well after not doing much in their first couple of possessions, but played steadily better. Maddie Duffy with seven in the first quarter. She has the ball right now, top of the right wing. Right corner for Hand. Cadence under the rim. Turns around, threw it over the rim. Rebounded by Rebecca Shook for Kadoka. Long down floor, but the pass is too far for Grimes, and it's out of bounds. The fifth turnover on Kadoka. Just two turnovers in that first quarter for Stanley County. Kadoka with more rebounds, 12-7, but again, they do have a size advantage with the 2 6-footers and Chuck and Blair. Pass down low and an entry pass. Eisenbron got a hand on it. In fact, comes up with the steal to Chuck. Left alley, left wing Williams inside the arc. 45 seconds gone in the second quarter. Williams drives in the lane, misses from seven. Stroop rebounds for Stanley County. Another chance for the Buffaloes to tie or lead. O'Connor on left wing handed to Duffy. About a minute gone, second quarter. Stroop to O'Connor for a three and the lead, but it's off the back rim. Hand! Oh, gotta be careful there. Couldn't grab that rebound. Nearly picked up her third foul. Williams has it instead. And into the front court. Right wing Gracie Eisenbraun. With 6:45 in the first half, Kadoka with the ball and a two-point lead. Knocked out of bounds by Maddie Duffy. Stanley County makes a substitution and brings in the freshman Morgan Hoffman, coming in for Carly O'Connor. Stanley County in boys play has opened that league back up to 7 at Mobridge. Over Mobridge Pollock, 34-27. They're early in the fourth. That's on Star 99's page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. In the right corner, it's Jordan Grimes. Up top, an 18-footer. Right of the circle is good by Isabella Williams. Her third bucket. 19-15, Kadoka. It's 6:25 and a half. Hoffman to Sosa. Left elbow of the lane. Hits from 12. 6 for Sosa. 2-point lead again for Kadoka. 19-17, a minute 45 gone in the second quarter. Good start to this game. Down the middle, Williams fell down. And the ball came right to Maddie Duffy. Another chance for the Buffaloes to tie, but Hand could not hit the layup. Kadoka couldn't hang on to the rebound. And Hand had it briefly, but she was standing out of bounds when she did. So it'll be Kadoka ball. 6 minutes left in the first half. 19-17. A pretty sharp start for Stanley County. Kadoka playing well, too. 9 of 19 shooting for them. 7 of 16 for SC. Hoffman bothering Grimes, right wing on the angle. Eisenbraun back to Grimes, 15 on the shot clock. Baseline drive, right to a double team, but went right toward the goal and drew a foul. Oh, Hand was there, and Sosa was there. They both had a couple. Now it is Jordan Sosa with 3. Big play there. As the first free throw of 2 is good by Jordan Grimes for her first point. And yes, the move will be made to bring Corey Gabriel in for Jordan Sosa. So Sosa has to sit now. Ooh, with those 3 fouls. That was big. 20-17, Kadoka. 5:42 first half. The lead for the SC boys at Mobridge Pollock is now 11 as the second free throw misses and Gabriel rebounds. 38-27 Stanley County's boys in Mobridge fourth quarter. Here it's Duffy, right lane line, drives to the rim, threw it over the rim, but Stroop is there to grab the rebound. A little half hook in the lane is good. Good job by Taylor Stroop coming into the lane, cutting the Kadoka lead to 1, 20-19, 5:20 in the first half. Eisenbraun, bounce, good entry to shot. She's fouled right down the middle of the lane. And you know Kadoka knows that with the advantage they have inside, they're going to be doing that a lot, or try to. But this foul is on Caden's Hand, and that is her third. So both Sosa and Hand have 3 personal fouls. Shuck has not been to the line yet tonight. She has 2 here. She misses the first. Hand out. Who's in? It's Jordan Sosa. But a chance, frankly, that Keely Braceland's got to take here. They're close in this game, but they just don't have any other option, frankly. Second free throw's good for Shuck. Her third point, 21-19 Kadoka area, 5:15 left in the first half. Bounce nearly didn't make it from Duffy to Stroop, but Taylor drags it. And into the lane she walks. Just the fourth turnover on Stanley County. Stroop tried to turn around and have a kick out, but the pivot foot came up instead. And Williams walks it into the front court for Kadoka. 5 minutes left in the first half. They're up 21-19. Pass came to the left side. Shaylee Porch, an eighth grader, into the game. Misses a 3, then made a foul trying to grab the rebound. Her first and the fourth team foul on Kadoka. Again, Stanley County with a chance to tie or lead. They've never led in this game. They've been as close as a point. Stroop, right baseline, cut off. Sosa trying to work her way around Shuck. That's quite a matchup there. Duffy, right wing after her good first quarter, handing it to Stroop. Entry pass to Sosa. In the lane, Chuck's there again. Stroop up top, trying to work past Porch. Lost the ball off her leg and out of bounds. Porch with just enough D to force Stroop to dribble that ball away off her leg and give it back to Kadoka with 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Kadoka area 21, Stanley County 19. Still 38-27 for the Buffalo boys at Mobridge Pollock in the fourth quarter. Here is Grimes, right wing, foot on the arc with a jumper that misses. Trying to save the rebound is Williams. She can. Instead, it came to Morgan Hoffman for Stanley County. Again, a chance to tie her lead for the Buffs. Duffy, left wing, Stroop. Stopped. Cross court, dangerous pass, made its way to Hoffman. Out front to Duffy. Still 18 on the shot clock for Stanley County. 3:54 in the half. Stroop, pass deflected, knocked down and taken away. Here comes Kadoka on the run. This is Isabella Williams. On the left wing for Jordan Grimes. Up top for Porch. Grimes again, left wing on the angle. Entry pass, good play by Sosa to knock it down. Couldn't keep it in bounds. Kadoka will inbound with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Carly O'Connor's back in for Stanley County. That'll be the first rest for Taylor Stroop. And Lainey Blair is back in for Kadoka as Becca Shuck gets her first rest. So Kadoka will inbound with 3:35 remaining in the first half and leading in this game 21-19. They led that as many as six, but no more. Stanley County has kept it close. Pass intercepted. Morgan Hoffman is able to take it away. Back to Sosa, and on the right wing, back to the freshman Hoffman, who tries a three for the lead on right wing, but it didn't fall. Chuck couldn't handle the rebound. O'Connor has it instead, but the ball is loose and under Gabriel and taken away by Isabella Williams. Kadoka sets up for a right wing three. That's good! And that makes it 24-19, 2:55 in the first half. Entry pass knocked out of bounds by Kadoka. So Kadoka area with a big three there to increase their lead back up to a 5-point margin. At 24-19, we have a 2:52 remaining in the first half here at Parkview Auditorium. And now a held ball in the lane as the pass came to Gabriel. And tying her up was Lainey Blair. And the arrow points to Kadoka, so that counts as a Stanley County turnover. Williams. They bring it on the right wing. Pass up top to Grimes. 2:38 in the half. Kadoka up to a 5-point lead. Lob and a turnaround. And in the lane, Blair scores again. She's up to 11. 26-19. Kadoka, their longest lead is 7. 2:25 in the first half, and head coach Keely Braceland will stop this with a full Actegra timeout. We'll take a minute here. Kadoka 26, Stanley County 19. 2:25 left in the first half. Back in 1 minute here on KGFX.
Headley Vet Clinic of Kadoka and Phillip have been serving the needs of area ranchers and pet owners for 30 years and are proud to be part of these business communities. Doctors Bill and Norma Headley provide vet supplies and all types of veterinary services for pets, cattle, and horses. With surgical centers in both Phillip and Kadoka, Headley Vet Clinic is there when you need them. Wishing best of luck to all area athletes in their competition. Success is no accident. Hard work pays off.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
And Actegra, timeout, acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. 2:25 in the half. Five in a row quickly for Kadoka area has opened their lead to 7 at 26-19. Stanley County ball. Hoffman to Duffy. One-hand runner in the lane for Maddie misses, and Blair brings the rebound down. Williams sets it up. On the right wing, this is Amiot. Cross court to the eighth grader, Porch. Baseline entry pass too far and taken in by Maddie Duffy. Stanley County needs a hoop. They're down seven, just under 2 minutes left in the half. Duffy for O'Connor. Porch trying to make a steal, but again committed a foul. She picked one up earlier. She has another one here. Her second, the 15 foul on Kadoka. Kaylee Stroop comes back in. Corey Gabriel comes to Keely Braceland's bench. Duffy will inbound front court. Right sideline, about 9 feet in the front court to Hoffman in the corner. Williams guards her. Handed to Taylee Stroop, 149 and a half. Stroop into a double team. Keeps the pivot foot down. Hands it to Hoffman. Stops right elbow in the lane. Bounces it to Sosa. 14-footer left elbow. Misses. Rebound by Stroop. Or by Porch. It's Kadoka's rebound. And Williams is in the front court. Driving to the baseline from six. Off the rim. Tapped out of bounds by Stanley County. Shooting for Kadoka area, 11 of 24. Stanley County, 8 of 19, 42%. They have only the two buckets in this second quarter, which has a minute 28 left. 26-19 Kadoka. Shaylee Porch, the eighth grader for the Cougars, hands it to Isabella Williams. On the right side, and a walk here by Breezy Emia. Turnover number 9 for Kadoka area. Gives it back to Stanley County, 118 and a half. Stanley County had several chances to tie or lead. Now they're down 7. Bounce to Sosa, left wing to Duffy. Here comes a 3 by Maddie. Long off the back rim, but Taylee Stroop runs that long rebound down to Sosa on the right block, and that didn't fall. A layup missed, and Porch with a rebound. Kadoka with a minute left in the half, up 7. Amy on right wing. Passed by Duffy, knocked it down, right back to Amy Otto. It's another jumper. She had a 3 earlier, now Breezy has 5. And a 9-point lead for Kadoka with 7 straight points. 28-19 with 43 seconds to go in the first half. Duffy bouncing it to Jordan Sosa in the circle. Left wing, Hoffman open. Once a 3, it rattled in for the freshman Morgan Hoffman, her first 3. 28-22 Kadoka, 30 seconds left in the first half. One little dry spell has cost Stanley County a little, but they're still within 6. Kadoka playing well. Grimes right mid to Aviat. Shot clock's off down to 16 and a half. Between the rings, it's Porch. Entry pass. It is a turnaround by Blair that misses, but she's fouled. Uh-oh, Sosa was over there. Is it on her? No, it isn't. Whew. Instead, it's on Maddie Duffy. That's her first. Sosa, remember, and she's played for a while with 3 fouls. Lainey Blair goes to the line for the first time tonight for 2 shots. First one missed. 11.4 and a half. We told you this is only a 48% foul shooting team. Keep that in mind if this is a close game at the finish. Jordan Grimes out. Becca Shuck back in for Kadoka. One more for Blair. This one's good. 12 in the first half for Lainey Blair. 29-22 Kadoka, 10 seconds. Duffy for SC, right alley. Sosa with a screen, right baseline. Drives past Blair. She dribbled it on the baseline with 3.7 left in the half. 9th turnover on Stanley County. They're 7th in this second quarter. Kadoka, 3.7. Chuck's going to let that ball roll off and nearly stole it. At the timeline, right wing finds Amy off for a 3. They'll count if it goes. It went off the glass and rim and did not go, but Kadoka area on the road looking for win number 13 takes a 7-point lead into the halftime break here at Parkview Auditorium. And our halftime score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard is Kadoka area 29, Stanley County 22. Wagner Auto, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre since 1907. Stay tuned now for the CHS River Plains halftime report. Look at first half scoring and we'll tell you about other action, including updating the Buffalo Boys up in Mowbridge. We'll start it in 3 minutes, a 3-minute break, and this is high school basketball on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre is your one stop for fencing materials and supplies. Sioux Nation handles Red Brand steel posts and barbed wire. They carry staples, wood posts, both blunt and pointed, railroad ties, continuous fence, and guardrail. Sioux Nation sells quality Gallagher electric fence products, electric fence wire, heavy-duty tread-in posts, and insulators. Remember your high-quality Sioux steel gates. Mending your fences is almost enjoyable with help from the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
Discount Fuel and Kadoka Oil are proud sponsors of high school sports. Discount Fuel is open 24 hours a day, and they've got everything you need on the go, from hot stuff pizza, roasted chicken, potatoes, fruit, beverages, and their famous gizzards. Don't forget to fuel up and use the convenient car wash. Need delivery of bulk fuel or propane? Call Kadoka Oil. Discount Fuel and Kadoka Oil, locally owned and operated by Mark and Tammy Carlson. They appreciate your continued business. Just off the interstate in Kadoka.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre is your one stop for fencing materials and supplies. Sioux Nation handles Red Brand steel posts and barbed wire. They carry staples, wood posts, both blunt and pointed, railroad ties, continuous fence, and guardrail. Sioux Nation sells quality Gallagher electric fence products, electric fence wire, heavy-duty tread-in posts, and insulators. Remember your high-quality Sioux steel gates. Mending your fences is almost enjoyable with help from the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
Pedley Vet Clinic of Kadoka and Phillip have been serving the needs of area ranchers and pet owners for 30 years and are proud to be part of these business communities. Doctors Bill and Norma Headley provide vet supplies and all types of veterinary services for pets, cattle, and horses. With surgical centers in both Phillip and Kadoka, Headley Vet Clinic is there when you need them. Wishing best of luck to all area athletes in their competition. Success is no accident. Hard work pays off.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Oahe Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre and see what the ladies at Oahe Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
Halftime at Parkview Auditorium, and Kadoka area has maintained the lead despite Stanley County keeping it fairly close, but the Cougars have used their inside game. They know they have an advantage there, and especially with Laney Blair, they're using that well. And they lead Stanley County at the half, 29-22. This is the CHS River Plains Halftime Report. I'm David Burrow. Our studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson, and Brian Manning is handling the video. Laney Blair led Kadoka area with 12 in the first half. A six-footer and using her height to her advantage. Seven rebounds for her in that first half, too. She led all scorers. Isabella Williams had 6-5 for Breezy Amy on and a couple of quick buckets, a three and a two. Becca Shuck held the three in the first half, three rebounds. Gracie Eisenbron with two. Jordan Grimes with one. Maddie Duffy had seven to lead Stanley County, and they were all in the first quarter. She's hit a three. Jordan Sosa, six, but she played a long time in that first half with three fouls. Cadence Hand also has three fouls. She had four first-half points. Morgan Hoffman with three on a three-pointer, and Taylor Stroop had a two. Kadoka area shooting in this first half, 46% on 12 of 26, 2 of 6 on threes. Stanley County 41%, 9 of 22. They were 2 of 7 on threes. Stanley County 2 of 2 at the line. Kadoka area just 3 of 7. And the rebounding advantage to Kadoka area, but not by a great deal, 18 to 14. 9 turnovers for each team. 5 bench points for Kadoka, 3 for Stanley County. Kadoka led 17 to 15 at the end of 1. They lead 29 to 22 at the half. Stanley County's boys did win tonight in Mobridge over Mobridge Pollock. That final was 46 to 36, so that is win number 13 for the Buffaloes. They improved to 13 and 5 and still hoping for an opportunity to pass the Chamberlain Cubs into that second spot in Region 6A on the boys' side. And Chamberlain is trailing Lyman tonight at the half, 26-21. Darren Boyle has that game, 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. This is the only game that was tonight for the Buffalo boys this week. They have two home games next week, both rescheduled games. Lyman Raiders come here to Parkview. We'll have it for you here on KGFX Monday night of next week at around 7:30. And then on Friday night, February 25th, the last day of the regular season, it's the Buffaloes hosting Cheyenne Eagle Butte. That game will be on River 92.7 at around 7:30 that evening. That'll be the night for the individual championship matches in state wrestling. That's why the Buffs that night will be on River 92.7 against Cheyenne Eagle Butte. One other score to report from across the river in girls basketball. A very good game for the Pierre Governors. They came out aggressively, beat the Brookings Bobcats tonight at the Riggs High Gym, 66-48, led by the 15 of Ryan Berry. 11 of those came in the first quarter. The Governors now at 7-10, and they will play in Watertown against Pat McClemens Arrows here on 1060-103.1 KGFX. Brian will have that one for you Friday night at 6:30. Before that, he'll have the Governor boys against Brookings at the Riggs High Gym on River 92.7 Thursday at 6:30. Then Friday night at 6:30, it's the Governor boys hosting Watertown at the Riggs High Gym again on River 92.7 at 6:30. But for now, it's the CHS River Plains halftime report concluding with a 29-22 Kadoka area lead over Stanley County at the half in girls basketball at Parkview Auditorium. And after a two-minute break, we'll come back with the second half. Back in 2 minutes here on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Building communities, building futures. That's what the extracurricular activities do through the youth of today. And First National Bank in Phillip is proud to be a part of this community. When we invest our money locally, our hometown and our community grows. When we put our money in our local bank, it helps build our community. Remember First National Bank in Phillip when it comes to IRAs or other investments too. Bank with your neighbors and friends. First National Bank in Phillip, member FDIC. Proud sponsor of high school athletics and youth activities.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds and Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds and Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Discount Fuel and Kadoka Oil are proud sponsors of high school sports. Discount Fuel is open 24 hours a day, and they've got everything you need on the go, from hot stuffed pizzas, roasted chicken, potatoes, fruit, beverages, and their famous gizzards. Don't forget to fuel up and use the convenient car wash. Need delivery of bulk fuel or propane? Call Kadoka Oil. Discount Fuel and Kadoka Oil, locally owned and operated by Mark and Tammy Carlson. They appreciate your continued business. Just off the interstate in Kadoka.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Kadoka area holding off Stanley County so far. 29-22 Cougars over Buffaloes with the second half about to begin at Parkview Auditorium. Kadoka led by the 12 of Laney Blair. Stanley County led by the 7 of Maddie Duffy. And SC back on the floor. They do not start Cadence Hand in the second half. She does have 3 fouls. Morgan Hoffman will start for her instead. Jordan Sosa, who does have 3 fouls, is in the lineup along with Carly O'Connor, Taylor Stroop, and Maddie Duffy. And it is the starting five for Kadoka area of Gracie Eisenbron, Isabella Williams, Jordan Grimes, Becca Shuck, and Lainey Blair. Ball in the air to Stanley County, and they throw in to start the second half, brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. If you're watching on the KGFX page, or even if you're not, they're shooting at the bucket to your left. Here is Hoffman inside the arc on right wing. Stanley County down 7. Entry to Sosa, middle of the lane. Cut off by Shuck, blocked the shot. Still tried to shoot anyway, and that was brought in by Jordan Grimes. Drive all the way to the hole. It is Williams drawing a foul. Well, Sosa hesitated a little, still went up and put up the shot against Chuck, who is close to 40 blocks for the year. There's another one. Carly O'Connor with a foul for Stanley County. That's her first. And Williams has two at the line. The first is good. 30-22 Kadoka area. There's the Cougars' longest lead tonight. 8 points, 25 seconds gone, second quarter. Again, the Stanley County boys have won in Mulbridge over Mulbridge Pollock, 46-36. The second free throw missed, and O'Connor has the rebound. So the Buff boys are now at 13-5. Entry to Sosa from Stroop. Right wing kick out. O'Connor to the right elbow of the lane. Short from 13 feet. And Laney Blair has another rebound for Kadoka. To Williams. Now Kadoka looks for their first double-digit lead. Right wing Eisenbraun in the corner. Guarded by Duffy. Into the lane. It's Blair. Kick out for a top-of-the-key jumper that's good by Grimes. A long two, and there is a 10-point lead for Kadoka area. Grimes' first field goal, 32-22 Cougars. Kadoka leads with 6:54 left in the third over Stanley County. Stroop hands it to Duffy, who then sets a screen and lets Duffy drive into the lane for a one-handed runner that's good from 8 feet. Nine for Duffy, her first point since the first quarter. 32-24 Kadoka, 6:37 in the third. Isabella Williams directs traffic. Gives it to Eisenbraun, middle of the right wing, standing on the arc. Duffy guards her. Just below us. Counts on her, and she hands it to Shuck. Counts on her. They want him to advance it. It's to Jordan Grimes for an Eisenbraun 2 on the right side that's missing. And Hoffman rebounds for SC to Duffy. Stopped on the left baseline by a bump foul on Isabella Williams of Kadoka. Her first team foul of the second half on the Kadoka area Cougars. You know, Wall is in this region that they're in. This is 7B we're talking about. Duffy with a left wing jumper that's missing. Laney Blair with a rebound. You know, they've lost to Wall a couple of times this year. We saw the other day how good that team is. Chuck up top to Grimes, lobbed to Blair in the lane, and a triple team. Put it up anyway, miss. Shuck follows and scores. They didn't box out. Rebecca Shuck, nobody there to box out with that triple team going on. Five for Shuck. Another 10-point lead for Kadoka, 34-24, 5:43 third quarter. O'Connor hands it to Duffy for SC. Who needs a run and some stops. Hoffman right wing, that's off the rim. On a three, Grimes rebounds. Shooting starting to dip a little bit now for SC, down to 36%. Into the lane, Shuck from 8 feet left side, no good. Another offensive board by Williams, but she missed the shot, and then a foul on Laney Blair trying to gain rebound position. Her second, Kadoka's second team foul. 5:20 in the third. Stanley County needs hoops a lot now, down 10. Stroop instead lost it. And then fouled Jordan Grimes trying to gain the ball back. Stroop's first, team foul number 2, turnover number 10 on SC. With 5:10 left in the third quarter, a 34-24 lead for Kadoka, and the visiting Cougars have the ball. Two more games left for them this week to end their regular season. One more for SC against Mulbridge Pollock here on Thursday. Entry pass, good one. Down to Blair. Missed the short shot, though. Tipped in its eyes and Braun with a rebound. Back to Blair. Into the lane. That one falls. Shuck it is. Shuck with her second bucket of the quarter. 36-24 for Kadoka. They're now up 12, their longest lead. 4:35 in the third. Hoffman open for a moment. Tries a left baseline drive. Ball faked by Stroop. Stops in the lane. Handed to Sosa. 17-footer in the old circle. Is missing. Sosa couldn't gain the rebound and was lucky she didn't get called for a fourth foul. Williams rebounds down floor for a Shuck layup. The transition game working for Kadoka just as it did for Wall here on Saturday. 38-24 Kadoka now. 4:08 left in the third, 6 points in a row, giving the Cougars their longest lead, and they make a steal and a pass by Isabella Williams and a snowbird layup. And it's starting to slip away from Stanley County now. Kadoka leads 40-24, 3:54 in the third quarter, and head coach Keely Braceland wants a 30-second Aztecra timeout as she's seen it getting away from her team. 3:53 in the third, Kadoka 40, Stanley County 24. More action in 30 seconds on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
Third quarter shooting is 5 of 9 for Kadoka area, 1 of 6 for Stanley County. The main reason that a lead, which was as close as 1 in the first half, is now 16 for Kadoka, 40-24. An 11-2 run for the Cougars to start the third quarter. Stanley County basketball, Duffy into Stroop. Manning now sets a screen for Taylor. Grimes follows her on right wing and bumps her. First foul on Jordan. Team foul number 3 on Kadoka area. Stanley County has 2. 3:48 in the third quarter. Hoffman, right wing baseline. Tipped out of bounds by Shuck. Becca is 6 feet tall and with quite a long wingspan. One of the reasons that she's had close to 40 block shots. Hoffman left baseline this time into Sosa. Steps away from Blair, and the ball got wedged between the rim and the glass. In this situation, the possession arrow is used, and it's pointing to Stanley County. We saw that in Pierre on Friday night. How about that? And a basketball is retrieved by assistant coach Sarah Campa of the Buffs. Wait a minute, they're giving it to Kadoka. The arrow is pointing to Stanley County. Hold on here. And I think Genevieve DeVan Osborne is saying this and said, wait a minute, it's white ball. That's Stanley County's uniform color. Yep. Chuck was ready to inbound it, but the arrow didn't point the way of the visitors. Hoffman will inbound. It's into Hand, who's back into the game. Caden's dropped the ball, and now a travel is called on Hand. So the arrow won't be used. Instead, Hand is called for moving with the ball while in a sitting position. The 12th turnover on SC. Kadoka by 16 and with the ball. 3:35 in the third. 40-24 with Stanley County. Oh, good feed! And a give and go from Chuck to Williams, and Isabella laid it in. She has 11, 42-24 Kadoka, 3:25 in the third, and it's been a rough third quarter for Stanley County after a good first half. Sosa right wing, Stroop, foot on the arc, missed the shot on the right side. And Shuck rebounds. Entry pass knocked out of bounds by Stanley County, who's now just 1 of 8 shooting in this third quarter as Hoffman is out, and Carly O'Connor's back in. So the starting five are in Stroop, Duffy, O'Connor, Sosa, Hand for Stanley County. We'll set Kadoka's five here in a bit. Bounce to Laney Blair. To Shuck, back to Blair. 14-footer on the right side, missed everything long. Duffy rebounds for Stanley County. Tough D by Eisenbraun. Ball nearly taken away. Now is by Shuck, and from a sitting position, she lost the ball. And Hand then loses it the other way. So after all that, it's back to Kadoka on the exchange of turnovers. As Blair is out and Shaylee Porch is back in. Now let's set Kadoka's five. Shaylee Porch, along with Becca Shuck, Jordan Grimes, Gracie Eisenbraun, and Isabella Williams. It's Williams with the ball on a right-handed dribble. Kadoka by 18 now, 2:35 left in the third, 42-24. Eisenbraun, right wing baseline drive. Hands it to Shuck, out of the lane, turns around, over Sosa. That's foul number 4 on Jordan. Good aggressive move by Shuck. And a lean in by Jordan Sosa's foul number four. Well, they're saying three on the board. Hang on. We'll go by what they say. Okay. The free throw misses short here by Shuck. And again, they're only 4-10. And you think about that with playoffs near. You want to be shooting free throws better than this team does. They go to Martin to play Bennett County on Thursday and then end their regular season in Kadoka against Lyman on Friday. And Shuck hit the second. 19-point Kadoka lead, 43-24. 2:26 in the third, 10 now for Shuck. Kadoka has three players in double figures. Right corner, Duffy's lost her dribble, hands it to Hand into the baseline for Sosa. Right lane line, swinging the left corner for Duffy. Entry to Sosa, shooting and hitting from seven over Grimes. So it is three fouls. Let's just clarify that for Jordan Sosa. And 8 points, 43-26, Kadoka. Eisenbraun for the Cougars, 1:58 left in the third. Drives all the way to the rim, left baseline, didn't fall. Stroop rebounds, here comes Stanley County. Loose on the floor, Hand able to pick it up briefly, and then lost out of bounds by Stanley County. It went off of Buffalo last. And the turnovers have piled up, two for SC, they're up to 15 now. After having only two in the first quarter tonight. Kadoka area has outscored Stanley County 14-4 in this third quarter. Now leads by 17 at 43-26. Williams for Jordan Grimes standing in the arc right wing. To Gracie Eisenbraun. Duffy guards her. And a hand again to Grimes on the right side. Lob passes too far and stolen. Bailey Stroop down floor. And lost the ball on the way up, but it was tapped out of bounds by Kadoka. Good job for a double team to get back there and bother Taley, but it was Kadoka area who knocked it out of bounds. And with 1:15 left third quarter, it'll be an inbound that's nearly too far, but Duffy is able to run it down. Stroop a screen, send it to Taley, tip to pass, able to corral it and draw a foul. With 1:09 left in the third, it's the second on Jordan Grimes and the 14th foul on Kadoka area. White River on top of this region there in 7B, Wall is second, Jones County third. So good four teams at the top of that region 7B. Here's Sosa. There's one that's blocked by Shuck. And a Kadoka rebound. As down the floor comes Shuck. Missing a layup. Followed by Porch. That also missed. And this one came to Stroop on the rebound. For a baseline drive, it's Taylor Stroop who scores. Four for Taylor, 43-28. Kadoka, 35 seconds left in the third quarter. It's on right wing on a bounce to Jordan Grimes in the corner. Up top to Shaley Porch to Isabella Williams. Stops in the circle, ball deflected. Shuck. Sosa swatted at her. That is her fourth foul. No doubt about that one. That is definitely foul number four on Jordan. So it's 16.3 left as Eisenbraun comes back in for Porch for Kadoka. And there's Sosa to the bench with foul number four for Stanley County and Corey Gabriel in. 16.3 in the third. Right wing inbound for Kadoka area who leads 43-28. It's into Isabella Williams. Right wing for Eisenbraun down to 11 seconds. Shot clock is off, of course. A lob for Shuck. Bothered by Hand, now Shuck drives past her and scores. She has 12, and that ends the third quarter. 16-6, Kadoka area outscored Stanley County in the third, and after three on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, it's Kadoka area 45, Stanley County 28. Wagner Auto, the one place to go in Pierre. Coming back with the fourth quarter from Parkview Auditorium in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right, get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pier. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save. The corner station, just above the train bridge in Pier.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Kadoka area has pulled away, and their lead is 17 as the fourth quarter begins 45-28 over Stanley County at Parkview Auditorium. And Kadoka area has the arrow, so inbounds the ball to begin this fourth quarter of play. Duffy with some defense as it came out to Madison Brown, who's entered the game for the first time for Kadoka area. Here is a jumper from Williams that misses everything, and Duffy with the rebound for SC. Brought down forward to Stroop. Right wing O'Connor, tough catch, but she handles it. It's to Gabriel. Sosa out of the game with four fouls. Three straight away is too long by Payson McGee, who's just entered. And Isabella Williams rebounds. Three is on the way, and it's missing. And out of bounds, they can't save it. It'll stay or go to Stanley County. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier, rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM Fort Pier. If you drink, don't drive. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Still 45-28 Kadoka area. Hand, who's back in there, dealing with Blair. Swinging on the left side for Duffy. Her jumper way short from 8 feet, and Blair rebounds. Long pass down floor, too far and out of bounds. It'll be Stanley County ball. High school basketball on KGFX is brought to you by First National Bank of Philip, Headley Vet Clinic, Philip Health Services, Discount Fuel, Venture Communications, Ferding Electric, Oahe Federal Credit Union, the Corner Station and the Crossing, and Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate. O'Connor for Stanley County. Only 6 points in the second half of the Buffs. Hands it to Stroop. Rolling. Is able to catch it. She's lost her dribble. Brings it out front to O'Connor, who had that shot a moment ago, I should say. Not McGee. She's not in the game. O'Connor is. Jumper in the lane is missing by Carly, and the rebound is brought down by Isabella Williams for Kadoka, who has controlled this second half. And then as it's brought on the left side by Eisenbraun, she is fouled by Maddie Duffy. That's her second. Team foul number 5 on Stanley County. Kadoka area has 4. And the Cougars have gained control of this game in the second half, up 17. Lob is too far for Williams and out of bounds. High school basketball on KGFX brought to you by Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Sioux Nation and Fort Pier, First Dakota National Bank at Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Duffy into the front court for Stanley County. Scores where it was at the end of 3, 45-28 Kadoka area. Gabriel left wing to Duffy, open, a whistle blows. She hit a 3, but it won't count. As a 3-second call, no, a foul is called. On Cadence Hand, and that's her 4th. So Sosa and Hand both with 4 fouls, and here comes Jordan back into the game along with Morgan Hoffman. O'Connor and Gabriel come out. Eisenbraun out and Rebecca Shuck back in as Lonnie Roger, seeing the Keeley Braceland, put her post player back in, counters with hers. 5:50 left. But they're down 17, and there's no reason to keep Sosa in hand out now. Right wing, it's Williams outside the arc. They bring it up top. Williams again tries an open 3. Off the back rim. Rebound is grabbed by Kadoka, however. And out front for a drive. It is Shuck. She left it short. Hand, good play to strip the ball away from her and gets credit for that rebound. By 10 left. Still no one scored in this fourth quarter yet. Hand for Stanley County. Up top to Sosa at the top of the key. Lob for Hand. That pass never made it. Stolen away and down floor. Breaks Isabella Williams for a layup on the left block. First two by either team in this fourth quarter, and now it's a 19-point lead for Kadoka, 47-28 with 4:50 remaining. Stroop on the left wing for Sosa. Left corner, it's a Duffy three. That's missing, and Williams rebounds. Still only three field goals in this second half. Too far under the bucket was Madison Brown, and it missed, and Stroop gained the rebound, and then Brown fouled her. First foul on Brown. Team foul number 5 on Kadoka. Stanley County has 6. We have 4:34 remaining as Breezy Amiot comes back in. .434 left in this one. Kadoka, if they hang on, they'll have win number 13. Again, if you're just joining us, Stanley County boys have won tonight. Their 13th win, 46-36 at Mobridge Pollock. Little half hook in the lane. Nice shot. Haley Stroop hit it. Shielded herself from a defender and hit from 11 feet. That's 6 for Taylor. Nice shot. 47-30 Kadoka. 4:12 left. Chuck ball above her head. Becca now makes a move. One dribble, then stopped again. Handed it on left wing to Williams. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Spin. Nice move by Chuck left of the lane. Can't fall, however, for her. And Caden's Hand has the rebound. Duffy for Hand. Into the lane for Sosa. Little fade away from 9. Oh, Shuck made her change the shot. That missed, and Shuck grabbed the rebound. Even on a fadeaway, Shuck is able to make Sosa miss. Here's an Amiot right wing 3 that's too strong. And Taylor Stroop with the rebound. And a drive on the right baseline. Stroop with a one-person break, but it didn't fall for her, and Blair rebounds. And now Lonnie Roger, the Kadoka head coach, he wants an Agtegra timeout. AgriTech, maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. 3:17 left, Kadoka 47, Stanley County 30. A 30-second break right here, back in 30 on KGFX.
Oahu days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Kadoka area inbounds with a 17-point lead. We're down to 3:10 to play. 47-30 over Stanley County. Jordan Grimes hands it to Breezy Amiot. What a name. Out front to Shaley Porch. Down low to Madison Brown, who threw it over the rim. Duffy, who's played a pretty solid game tonight, has the rebound for SC. Maddie, the sophomore, on left wing between the rings with Amiot following her all the way. Hands it to Morgan Hoffman. Up top again to Stroop, down to 2:43 left. Right wing and open Duffy three. This one's a little short off the right rim. Battle for that rebound. It's going to end up in a held ball, and the arrow points to Kadoka area. Reminder again, the final regular season game for the Buffalo Girls is here at Parkview on Thursday night against Mobridge Pollock. If you can't be here, you can follow that game on the Star 99 page. You can watch it there, the DRG News app, and at drgnews.com. Andy will be here for that one. That could be the first-round playoff opponent for the Buffs, depending on what happens with Crow Creek. They're number 1 in 6A right now. Mobridge Pollock is at number 2. Stanley County is at number 7. Grimes on left wing with 10 on the shot clock. A drive by Williams is left short. And another Maddie Duffy rebound for SC. Front court, left wing. It is a Hand jumper. for two, standing on the arc, that misses. Grimes rebounds. Under 2 minutes to play in this one as Williams drives all the way to the goal with a right baseline layup, and she leads all scorers with 15. Again, Kadoka by 19 at 49-30 with 1:41 left. And now as Duffy drives on the right side, she's fouled by Grimes. Her third team foul, number six. So the next one will mean the bonus. Corey Gabriel, Carly O'Connor back in. Felicity Keegan has entered the game for the first time for Kadoka, a 5'6 junior. In a road game with Bennett County and a home game with Lyman Thursday and Friday nights for this Kadoka team this week to end their regular season. Good team in a rough region in 7B. Rough to be in the top three with those three that are above them. Eisenbraun with a rebound after a three missed by Duffy. As Gracie is back into the lineup for Kadoka. Duffy with a block of a shot. And the rebound came down to Carly O'Connor for Stanley County. Hand got tripped up as she went into the lane. That's going to put Stanley County in the bonus for the last 66 seconds. As that's team foul number seven and the second on Eisenbraun. Only two free throws tonight for Stanley County, though we're by Duffy in the first quarter, and Maddie hit them both. And Caden's hand has a 1-1 here, and she hit it. 49-31 for Kadoka, fifth point for Cadence. Bauman Lumber will name our player of the game coming up in our postgame. This second half has flown by, it seems. Second free throw missed. Who has that rebound? Nobody quite yet. No, Duffy is able to pick it up. Maddie with a strong game on the shooting and the rebounding end. And now a timeout is called by Stanley County. A full Actegra timeout with 59.2 left. So we'll take another minute. It's Kadoka 49, Stanley County 31, and we're back in 1 minute here on KGFX.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Stanley County will inbound with 59.2 left. They will be 3-16 before hosting Mulbridge Pollock in the finale of the regular season Thursday night. Duffy with a right wing three missed, but Maddie gained her own rebound. Found Gabriel, and Corey draws a foul. With 53.2 left, this will be two shots for Corey. After Shaylee Porch was called for her third foul. Gabriel will have two at the line here. First for Corey, no good. 53.2 left. Again, Bauman Lumber, our player of the game coming up in our postgame. The junior Corey Gabriel have one more here. Only nine in the second half for Stanley County. Still nine as the free throw is missed. Trying to save it. His hand, and she did. What a play. Wow, brought it out to Morgan Hoffman. A long reach by Cadence, and she's able to save it to Hoffman for one more possession for Stanley County with 40 seconds to play. O'Connor in the left wing. Duffy thought about that three instead of one-hand runner in the lane. Left side didn't fall. Felicity Keegan brought the rebound in. She's fouled in by Gabriel with 30.4 remaining. Corey's first, and that's the seventh team foul. on Stanley County. So there'll be at least one and one here for Kadoka, who's only 5 of 11 at the line. Front end here is missing. Hand, great play on the rebound. Duffy down floor for a Hoffman layup. It was a football hike after Hand couldn't quite grab it cleanly. 49-33 Kadoka, 18.3 left. Porch wants a three on the left side. It didn't fall, but the long rebound came to Shaley, then she lost it. And down floor from O'Connor to Gabriel. Counted with a foul and a layup with 7 seconds left. Keegan with a foul, and good work by Stanley County to move that ball down quickly. 49-35 for Kadoka. Foul is the first on Keegan. And Gabriel, after her first two of the game, will try for the old-fashioned three-point play here. And it is no good. Duffy couldn't quite grab that rebound. It looks out of bounds. To go to a Kadoka area, they'll run the last 5.7 off this clock. They hand it to Porch, and the 8th grader will dribble it out. And the Kadoka area Cougars, after being given a run by Stanley County in the first half, pulled away in the third quarter for their decisive 13th victory of this season. The final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, Parkview Auditorium, was Kadoka area 49, Stanley County 35, Wagner Auto and Pierce, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer since 1907. Stay tuned for our postgame, and it will include the naming of our Bauman Lumber player of the game. And Trinity will take 1 minute right here and then get to our postgame. Back in 60 seconds from Parkview on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Discount Fuel and Kadoka Oil are proud sponsors of high school sports. Discount Fuel is open 24 hours a day, and they've got everything you need on the go. From hot stuff pizzas, roasted chicken, potatoes, fruit, beverages, and their famous gizzards. Don't forget to fuel up and use the convenient car wash. Need delivery of bulk fuel or propane? Call Kadoka Oil. Discount Fuel and Kadoka Oil, locally owned and operated by Mark and Tammy Carlson. They appreciate your continued business. Just off the interstate in Kadoka.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino and Pier features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pier.
The Kadoka area Cougars, after having a close battle in the first half, pulled away in the second half. Outscored Stanley County 16-6 in the third quarter and held on after that for a 49-35 victory over Stanley County tonight. Kadoka area improves to 13-5. Stanley County now 3-16. Three double-figure scores for Kadoka area. Isabella Williams, who had 15, also 8 rebounds. Lainey Blair with a double-double of 12 points and 10 boards. And Rebecca Shuck had 12 points, also 6 rebounds. Breezy Amiot with 5 points, 3 for Jordan Grimes, and 2 for Gracie Eisenbraun. Stanley County had 9 from Maddie Duffy. Maddie hit a 3 in this game. 7 of those points came in the first quarter. Jordan Sosa with 8, played in foul trouble a lot on the night. Taylor Stroop had 6, but Taylor also had 7 rebounds. Morgan Hoffman and Cadence Hand with 5 each. And 2 for Corey Gabriel. Kadoka area ended the game at 40% shooting on 21 of 53, 2 of 8 on threes. Stanley County had a rough second half from the floor, only 24%, puts them at 32% for the game on 15 of 47, 2 of 13 on threes. SC just 3 of 7 at the line, Kadoka 5 of 12. Rebounding advantage to Kadoka 39 to 34. 13 turnovers for Kadoka area, 16 for Stanley County. Kadoka area never relinquished the lead after they gained it, although at one point in the first half, Stanley County cut the Cougar lead to 1, but could never climb over the hill. 17-15 Kadoka area after 1, 29-22 at the half, then with that big third quarter, a 45-28 lead after 3, and Kadoka area wins 49-35, only 4 points in the fourth quarter for Kadoka area, but they take the win to go to 13-5, and Stanley County with their one last regular season game to go on Thursday night here against Mobridge-Pollock at Parkview is now at 3-16. Well, one more thing to do before we leave you, and that's name our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game. We'll do that when we return to Parkview Auditorium in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Well, good games by those three double-figure scorers for Kadoka. But I think Maddie Duffy, she started so strongly tonight, had a good game on the boards too. 9 points, we had her for 7 rebounds. Maddie Duffy, the sophomore, a player that has the potential to do big things in the future. I said it at the start of the game, if her shot starts falling early, a chance for her to do a lot of good things. And she had 9 tonight. Maddie Duffy is our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game, and a T-shirt will be on its way to her. Okay. Now, again, before we go, let's update you on what has happened this evening. First, for the Stanley County Buffalo boys, they had a lead, at 1.13 in the first half. Mobridge-Pollock cut it to 5 at one point, but the Buffs playing good defense again, able to hang on, and they defeat Mobridge-Pollock up in Mobridge, and that final was 46-36, and this improves the Buffs now to 13-5. Now, that other boys' score that we are very much interested in, the Buffs are getting some help tonight from the Chamberlain Cubs. On the boys' side we're talking about here, the Cubs trailing Lyman 43-35 with about a minute to play, and that is at the Lyman Gardens tonight. And a chance here to for the Buffs possibly to still have an opportunity to make it into that second seed, which is so important. I can update you on that. Just over a minute to play. The Lyman lead over Chamberlain is 45-40. Again, you start thinking about this now. There's just a week and a half left now in the regular season for the boys. And starting the night, Chamberlain had number 2 in the seed point standings in boys 6A, with Stanley County third. And remember that the Buffs lost to Chamberlain. That, in fact, started the 3-game losing streak for the Buffalo boys. So we'll get you updated on that final score, of course, in sports tomorrow morning here on KGFX. Also tonight, a very good night for the Pierre Governor girls at the Riggs High Gym. Started strong, stayed that way the whole game, had 15 from Ryan Berry, including 11 in the first quarter, and a 66-48 victory over Brookings that improves the Governor girls to 7-10, breaks Brookings' 3-game winning streak. They've been playing better lately, but the Governors played well tonight. Their next action is here on KGFX on Friday night in Watertown against Pat McClemon's Arrows, the former Governor girls head coach. Watertown got off to a pretty nice start this year, but they have struggled as of late. They're only 9-8 now. That game Friday night, Brian will have that for you from Watertown here on KGFX at 6:30 on Friday evening. Now, before that, Brian will be at the Riggs High Gym on Thursday night as the Governor boys will host Brookings. That'll be at 6:30 on the official voice of the Governor's River 92.7. That's back-to-back games for, that will not be, I beg your pardon, that won't be at the Riggs High Gym, I beg your pardon, that will be in Brookings on Thursday. Friday night is when the Governor boys will be at the Riggs High Gym, and we'll be there for that one on River 92.7, as they will take on Watertown, who they lost to in a buzzer beater, remember, in a great boys game last year. Well, the Arrows come here again. That's Friday night on River 92.7 at 6:30. Then on Saturday, in fact, part of the action will be here. We're talking wrestling. It's regional day for boys wrestling on Saturday. Brian will have reports from Milbank, and that's where the Governors will compete in the 3A regional wrestling tournament. But Brian, of course, will report on what's happening with all Central South Dakota schools But as an example, the Standing County Buffaloes will be right here at Parkview Auditorium because that's where the 4B Regional Wrestling Tournament will be on Saturday. But reports start in the 11 o'clock hour on Saturday morning right here on KGFX with Brian to let you know what's going on in regional wrestling. And don't forget, a week from Thursday, the excitement of state wrestling begins at the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls. Reports from Brian through Thursday into the evening, starting in the 9 o'clock hour and into the evening. And then Friday again, starting in the 9 o'clock hour, 24th and 25th of February. And remember, schedule's different now. The individual tournament, remember, boys and girls. Girls do wrestle for a team championship this year, by the way, and Pierce one of the favorites. But the individual tournament gets done on Friday night, February 25th, and Brian will have the description of all of the championship matches starting at around 5 on Friday, February 25th. And the dual tournaments will both be held on Saturday, February 26th. In fact, those seedings came out today. You can see the details of that on the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Here is the fourth seed in the Class A dual tournament, and they will take on Harrisburg in the first match on that Saturday. That will start at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, February 26th here on KGFX. So that's all that's coming up. But as for Stanley County, let's remind you one more time that these Buffalo girls have one more regular season game to go, and that is against Mobridge Pollock here at Parkview Auditorium on Thursday evening. Possibility they could play the Tigers again on Tuesday, again, depending on what happens with Crow Creek. Crow Creek led Mobridge Pollock coming into the night at the top of the 6A seed point standings by 0.007 of a point. It was that close. So it could be Mobridge Pollock. It could be Crow Creek that the Buffs have to play Tuesday night of next week. And it's almost a sure thing now they're going to be in that seventh spot. So it'll be one of those two. But anyway, Mobridge Pollock comes here Thursday evening. And the coverage at around 7:30, and you can follow that game if you can't be here on Thursday on Star 99's website at the Star 99 page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Star 99, of course, the home of the Mobridge Pollock Tigers, and Mr. Andy will be here for that action on Thursday. If you can't be here, you can follow it that way. All right, I think I've said about enough, except to say that the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. High school basketball on 1060, 103.1 KGFX, brought to you by Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, Sioux Nation and Fort Pierre, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, the Corner Station and the Crossing, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Birding Electric, First National Bank of Phillip, Headley Vet Clinic, Phillip Health Services, Discount Fuel, and Venture Communications. And these in-game sponsors help bring you high school basketball on KGFX, Becky Potts of State Farm Insurance, South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre, Agtegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber and Wagner Auto. Our thanks to Athletic Director Bruce Freese here at Stanley County High School. Thanks also to our studio coordinator, Trinity Pearson, and Brian Menning for handling the video. I'm David Burrell. Padoka area pulled away in the second half of this game, took control, and took their 13th win. They defeated the Stanley County Buffaloes in girls basketball tonight. Final score one more time at Parkview Auditorium on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Padoka area 49, Stanley County 35. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, Big Daddy Dave gets you started tomorrow morning at 6 here on KGFX. Thank you and good night from the banks of the Bad River in Fort Pierre.